timber, working sawmills, like that. But I always have been a farmer. Never just work a public job from Kenya. I worked up here at Bullstown on the instruction job up there with a cousin of mine. He was a concrete finisher. We pulled one bridge up there, 128 feet long. You talking about some work?
Pretty
now.
Big one. I bet.
Yeah, it. I was out there on Highway 77. I remember what now. But anyway, it's 6 miles up Bullstown there. We started on that bridge there in September, and it was in November when we got through with it. Now we had it says this is a ditch coming through here. We went in there, they had done, you know, taking the bulldozers and opened up. That we had to go there and grade this ditch down and then set up farm and pull this flow here concrete. That's where the water come through. Then set up them farms up here and pull the walls and then cross farm for the cars and things to pass over top. But all down out here, this is why the water come through under the bridge. And we had that bridge was 128.5 feet long.
I bet you were familiar with every foot of it, weren't you?
That's right. I was down from the beginning to the end of it. And me and my brother both. Of course, I started that Thursday working, and my brother, he was working out here pulling on the packing plant. And he always was a little weaker because he had pneumonia, and I didn't want him in that water. And I told him, I says, I was getting dollars and just common labor out there, $1.09 an hour. I said, you get more money out there and then you won't be in that water. I said, if I get you on, what you do? He told me, yeah. I told him, I ain't not with him. I said, I got a brother. He was still hiring him. So I got a brother with us to get on a job, but he's still hiring. He said, Quinn King and Brian. I said, well, it'll be Monday. He said, well, Monday, you bring him on. So I came on up there that Monday, and man hired him, me and him worked there. Throughout all the time we were building those bridges, we built two bridges all by like from here. They would cross the road there, plus that 128-foot bridge. And they had some sewers, you know, across the highway. By the sewer you go through, then you put those concrete caps, you know, over the end of. After the last job we was done was putting the caps on those sewers. And it started snowing and cold weather come, you know, you couldn't do no good pouring concrete there. So we quit. So I got a pretty good experience. That was the first job of that type I worked on. It don't take you long, but now listen, there's nobody fool you. When you pouring concrete, you done got in the work line. But now, as I said, you're experienced by doing a job, and then you can